Let us pray.
我们大家一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you are a God who has a purpose.
多谢你神, 因为你是一位神, 你是有目的的神。
We thank you that you are working all things for your honor and your glory.
我们知道在当中是为你的荣耀, 为你的原因在作工。
We thank you that you also allow us the privilege to participate in your work.
我们多谢你给我们有这个荣幸可以参与你这个事工。
So teach us this day now from your word.
愿你的话语是教导我们。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
用奉耶稣基督的名来祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So our church's theme in 2022 is praying together to shape the church.
我们教会的2022年的主题就是共同祈祷去塑造教会。
We have learned the power and the blessing of praying together.
我们学了共同祈祷的力量和祝福。
So in quarter one, we studied and memorized the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9-13.
我们第一季的时候，我们学习和背诵了马太福音第6章9至13节。
Go ahead, read it together.
我们大家一起读这几段的经文。 我们祈祷的时候说， 我们在天上的父， 愿人都尊你的名为圣， 愿你的国降临， 愿你的旨意行在地上， 如同行在天上。 我们日用的饮食， 今日赐给我们， 免我们的债， 如同我们免了人的债。 不要叫我们遇见试探， 救我们脱离凶恶。 因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
These verses remind us that praying together shapes our view of God and shapes our view of ourselves.
提醒我们自己，我们祈祷的时候会塑造我们对神和我们自己的看法。
In quarter two, we memorize together Mark chapter 14, verses 35-36.
第二季的时候，我们一起背诵马可福音第14章34至35节，我们可以一起读。
And we saw that praying together shapes the church's willingness and ability for greater surrender to the Lord.
我们看到共同祈祷会塑造我们教会的意愿，同埋能力去服从我们的主。
We can tell the Lord what we want, but ultimately we submit our will to His.
我们可以讲俾我哋嘅神听，我哋想系乜嘢，但系最终嚟讲，我哋嘅意愿，我哋要服从喺佢嘅旨意下。
Go ahead, recite or read it together now, Tony.
我哋可以大家一齐读马可福音呢几段嘅14章35至36节。 告诉说：倘若可行，你叫那时候过去。他说：阿巴父啊，我这凡事都能，求你将你这杯撤去。然而不是要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
In quarter three, we memorize Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3.
喺第三季嘅时候，我哋背诵咗《使徒行传》第13章2至3节。
These verses teach us that the Lord shapes the church with ministry direction when His people pray together.
这个经文教导我们，当我们子民共同祈祷的时候， 主会根据他宣教的方向来塑造这个教会。
Go ahead, read and recite it now.
我们大家一起读。 去做我照他们所做的工， 于是禁食祷告， 按手在他们头上， 就打发他们去了。
And now in quarter four, we are memorizing Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38.
在第四季，我们要背诵马太福音第9章37至38节。
Let's read or recite this one more time. And these verses teach us that when God's people pray together, the Lord shapes and empowers His church for mission.
这几段的经文教导我们，当他的子民共同祈祷的时候，主是会塑造我们，给能力我们这个教会完成他宣教的事工。
And what's Jesus' mission in this world?
耶稣在这个世界上，他的使命是什么呢？
Jesus came to proclaim the gospel of God.
耶稣来到是宣讲神，宣讲的福音。
He came to bring the kingdom of God. Jesus came to reveal the Father to the world and to glorify the Father. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve.
耶稣来到是不是要被服侍，是要服侍人的。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
是付出他的生命作为许多人的赎价。
Jesus came to be the sacrificial lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
耶稣来到是成为上帝的牺牲的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
And Jesus came to restore sinners to their rightful place in God's family.
耶稣来到是要罪人回归回去上帝的家中应有的地位。
This restoration into his family requires a wiping away of our sin and our shame.
这种的回归是需要消除这个罪恶和这个羞辱。
And only Jesus can do this cleansing work.
只有耶稣可以做到这个工作。
Jesus alone changes hearts and changes lives.
只有祂可以改变人生和生命。
Jesus alone secures our redemption through his death on the cross.
透过祂在十字架的死，祂确保我们的救赎。
And we see this truth emphasized here in Matthew 9.
我们在马太福音第九章的时候，我们看到这个真理。
Note the repeated emphasis on the relationship between the harvest and the Lord.
我们看到强调这个庄稼和庄稼之主之间的关系。
He is the Lord of the harvest.
他就是庄稼之主。
It is his harvest.
他是他的庄稼。
The harvest belongs to him.
是他的庄稼。
And this harvest is not a physical harvest of tomatoes or zucchini that happens at the end of a growing season.
这个庄稼就不是在收割生长的季节结束的时候所收割到的番茄或者夏南瓜这样。
No, this harvest is a spiritual harvest of lost people who are ready to hear and ready to respond to the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord.
这个庄稼是属灵的庄稼，是失丧的人的庄稼，他们已经准备好听和回应耶稣基督主的好消息。
And Jesus says here in verses 37 and 38 that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
耶稣在马太福音第九章这里这么讲，他就说庄稼多，工人少，所以我要恳切地祈求庄稼的主打发工人去收割这个庄稼。
Consider how stressful the situation must be for a farmer.
你想想，考虑一下这个情况对这个农民来讲是多么有这样的压力。
He's worked hard all season to promote growth of the crop.
他在整个季节那里他勤力地工作去促进这个农作物的生长。
Tilling the ground.
耕地。
Sowing.
播种。
Watering.
浇水。
Weeding.
除草。
Chasing away the birds.
赶走这些鸟儿。
All the while he's waited patiently for things to grow.
他一直以来他都是很耐心地等着这些农作物来生长。
And now the crop has grown.
现在这个庄稼已经长大了。
The field is ready for harvest.
田地已经准备了收割。
But there's a huge problem.
但有一个很大的问题。
There are not enough workers to bring in the harvest.
不够足够的工人来收割。
So as a result, the farmer cannot bring in the harvest fast enough.
所以这个农民不可以快地将他的收成可以收埋来。
If he leaves the ripened fruit in the field, it'll rot and it will go to waste.
如果你将成熟的五谷留在地上的时候，它就会腐烂，会成为这个废物。
And all of his hard work and all of his investment will be for nothing.
所有的努力和他的投资就是没了。
What's he going to do?
他怎么做呢？
His only solution is to get more laborers.
他唯一解决的方法就是要请多些工人。
But how?
但是怎样？
Where?
在哪里？
Harvest time comes at the same time for all the farmers.
所有的农民都要收割的时间都是到了。
So it's not like there's an abundance of laborers sitting around waiting for work.
并不是好像有很多的工人等着 去被人请去做事。
There simply is more work than available laborers.
工作量是比可以用的工人多。
Now what?
怎么办呢？
As I ponder these verses, several significant questions come to my mind.
当我沉思这个经文的时候，我想到几个重要的问题。
Why doesn't Jesus just miraculously do the work of harvesting himself?
为什么耶稣不要神奇这样 去收割他做这个收割的工作？
He certainly could.
他可以，当然可以。
After all, he is God in the flesh. He can do anything he wants or needs to do.
当然他可以，因为他是道成肉身的神，他可以做到他所有想做到需要做的事。
So why doesn't Jesus just do the work himself?
为什么耶稣不会亲自去做这个事工？
Or why doesn't Jesus himself just call more laborers, just like he called the original disciples?
为什么耶稣不去呼唤更多的工人，好像他初初的时候呼召这些门徒这样呢？
Again, he certainly could.
当然他可以这样做。
But he does not.
但是他没有这样做。
What does he do instead?
他做些什么呢其实？
He invites his disciples to pray earnestly to the Lord to send out more laborers.
他邀请他们的门徒恳切地祈求主差派更多的工人。
Maybe the word invites is not strong enough.
Maybe 这个邀请这个词不够强烈。
Jesus actually commands them to pray earnestly.
因为耶稣是其实是吩咐他们恳切地祈祷。
So why does Jesus invite or command them to pray earnestly rather than do all the work himself?
为什么耶稣是邀请或者命令他们恳切地祷告而自己不去做这个工作呢？
Seems that Jesus does so because he wants his followers to participate in his mission.
似乎就是耶稣因为他希望跟随他的人能够参与这个宣教的事工。
Jesus welcomes his followers to play a role in his work.
他欢迎他跟随他的人在他的工作里面担任这个角色。
Jesus gives all his followers the dignity and the privilege to fill an important role.
他赋予所有跟随他的人这个尊严，这个权利去担任这个重要的角色。
Jesus invites his followers to participate in his mission.
耶稣是邀请他的所有跟随他的人参与他这个宣教的使命。
So how do we participate in his mission?
我们怎样可以参与他这个宣教的使命呢？
We need to imitate Jesus.
我们要效法耶稣。
We need to see as Jesus sees.
我们要看见耶稣所看见的。
We need to feel as Jesus feels.
我们要感受耶稣所感受的。
We need to pray as Jesus prays.
我们要祈求耶稣所祈求的。
And we need to labor as Jesus labors.
我们要勤作耶稣所作的工。
So let's walk through these verses now and consider how we can participate in the Lord's mission.
所以我们现在看看这段经文，我们试一下怎样可以参与主这个宣教的使命。
First, we need to see as Jesus sees.
首先我们要看见耶稣所看见的。
Notice how verse 36 begins in the English. When Jesus saw the crowds.
我们看到第36节的时候，怎么开始就？当耶稣看见许多的人。
What does Jesus see?
耶稣看到什么呢？
He sees more than just faces.
他看到不单单是一个面孔。
He sees unique individuals created in the image of God.
他看到的就是耶稣，就是上帝按照他的形象创造这个独特的个人。
And he sees them as they really are.
他看到他们真的面目。
He sees that they have significant physical needs.
他看到他们身体上的需要。
Which is why in verse 35 he goes throughout all their cities and villages healing every disease and affliction.
所以他在第35节的时候，我们看到他走遍各城各乡，医治所有的疾病和痛苦。
And if you skim over the earlier verses of Matthew 9, you'll see that Jesus does all kinds of physical healing miracles.
我如果浏览一下马太福音第九章的时候，我们会看到耶稣行了很多身体医治的神迹。
He heals a paralytic.
他医治了一个瘫痪的人。
He raises a dead girl back to life.
他将一个死了的女孩起死回生。
He heals a woman from her long-standing suffering from a discharge of blood.
他医治了一个很久患血瘤的女人。
He gives sight to two blind men.
他有两个盲的人，他能够看见。
He heals a man unable to speak.
他医治了一个不能够讲说话的人。
So Jesus sees their physical needs and acts to meet their needs.
所以耶稣看到他们身体上的需要，并采取行动满足他们的需要。
But Jesus sees even more than their physical needs.
但耶稣不单单只看到他们身体的需要，他还看得多点。
He sees their real need, their spiritual need.
他看到他们真正的需要，他们看到他们属灵的需要。
Because even after all of these physical healings, Jesus sees they still have needs.
因为他看到他们身体上的需要被医治了之后，但是耶稣还看到他们真正的需要。
He sees that they are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
他们看到他们真的困苦流离，好像牧人这样侮辱牧人这样。
Jesus sees their heart need.
他们看到他内心的需要。
And so if we want to participate in Jesus' mission, we need to see as Jesus sees.
所以如果我们想参与耶稣基督的宣教的使命，我们要看见耶稣所看见的。
Do you see people's needs around you?
我们看不看到我们周围的人的需要？
Do you see their physical needs?
你看不看到他们身体上面的需要？
And surely people all around us have all kinds of physical needs.
当然我们周围的人有可以很多很多的需要。
The skyrocketing inflation means many cannot afford groceries, and so they're hungry.
我们看到因为暴涨的通货膨胀，意味着很多人没钱买粮食，所以他们会肚饿。
Now you certainly saw this need by making many generous contributions to our autumn food drive.
我们看到这个需要，因为我们会有秋季那里有食物捐赠，这个慷慨的贡献。
Thank you.
我为这件事我们感谢你。
People around us also have many health needs.
我们周围的人，我们有很多健康的需要。
They are sick and battling cancer.
他们生病或者是乳癌症的登州。
They're recovering from stroke or COVID.
在中风那里恢复了过来。或者是在新冠 病毒那里。
Do you see these needs?
你看不看这些需要?
I think you do.
我相信你们看到他们的需要。
But more importantly than seeing their physical needs, do you see their spiritual needs?
但是除了身体上的需要的时候，你看不到这个属灵的需要。
Do you see them as alienated from a heavenly father who loves them?
你看不到他们是同爱他们的父亲是疏远了。
Do you see them as separated with shame from the heavenly father?
你看不到他们因为羞辱的时候与父分离了。
Do you see them as lost and dying and headed for a Christless eternity?
你看到他们是一个丧失了的人，垂死这样走向没有基督的永恒那里。
Do you see them as individuals who the heavenly father wants to restore to their rightful place in his family?
你看到他们是一个个人，天父是很希望能够恢复他们回到他们家中那里的位置里面。
We cannot participate in Jesus' mission unless we see people as Jesus does.
除非我们看见耶稣所看见的，否则我们没办法可以参与耶稣这个宣教的使命。
Seeing as Jesus sees is the first step.
看见耶稣所看见的是第一步。
But we cannot just see as Jesus sees.
但我们不要单只看见耶稣所看见的。
We also must feel as Jesus feels.
我们要感受耶稣所感受的。
Notice verse 36.
我们注意一下第36节。
Jesus saw the crowds and had compassion for them.
耶稣见到这个群众就怜悯他们。
Feeling compassion is not just feeling sorry for them.
有这个怜悯的心不是仅仅为对他们感觉到难过。
Compassion is a deep inner sense in the gut that motivates to action.
怜悯的心是一种内心里面的深处里面的感受，去激励着人去采取这个行动。
The compassion that Jesus feels moves his heart and his affection, and eventually it moves his hands to act.
耶稣所感受到的怜悯的，是感动了他的心同埋他的爱，最终是感动了他的手。
This compassion is the motivating force for Jesus to minister to the crowds.
这种嘅怜悯的心就是耶稣基督愿意去服侍这个群众的动力。
The Gospel of Matthew notes a number of other times where compassion catalyzes Jesus to act.
马太福音里面提到有其他的经文，讲及到怜悯的心，促使到耶稣基督采取行动的地方。
In Matthew 14:14, Jesus has compassion on the crowd, and so he heals their sick.
在马太福音第14:14的时候，耶稣是怜悯这个群众，所以他医治了很多的病人。
In Matthew 15:13, Jesus has compassion on the crowd, and so he feeds them.
在马太福音第15:32的时候，耶稣怜悯这个群众，所以他喂养他们。
In Matthew 20:34, Jesus has compassion on two blind men, and so he touches their eyes and gives them sight.
在马太福音第20:34的时候，见到两个看不到的人，就动了个慈心，他去摸他们的眼睛，等他们能够看见。
And here in Matthew chapter 9 verse 36, Jesus has compassion on the crowd because they are helpless and harassed.
在马太福音第9:36的时候，耶稣对有这个怜悯的心对这个群众，因为他们是困苦流离。
He has compassion on the crowd because they are like sheep without a shepherd.
他怜悯这个群众，因为他们就是羊，没了这个牧人。
Having no shepherd means they are vulnerable to attack.
没有这个牧羊人意味着他很容易受到攻击。
Having no shepherd means they are vulnerable to get lost.
没有这个牧羊人意味着他很容易是迷失。
But why do they not have a shepherd?
为什么他们没有这个牧羊人呢?
It's because the religious leaders of that day are not fulfilling their responsibility to guide and to protect their people.
因为当时的宗教的领袖没有尽他们的引导和保护这个人民的责任。
They are not leading the people to quiet waters and green pastures.
他们没有带到这些人民去到安歇的水边，去青草的地上。
Instead, they are harassing them.
相反地，他们去压迫他们。
These religious leaders are imposing unnecessary burdens on the people.
这些宗教的领袖是带到这些人民不必要的负担。
These leaders are not properly caring for their spiritual needs as they should.
这些领袖是没有按照他们属灵的需要去照顾他们。
All the needs that Jesus sees affect Jesus in his inner being in a significant way.
所有的需要，耶稣基督看到的需要，就是影响到他的内心的状态。
He has compassion on them.
他怜悯他们。
And thus his compassion moves him to action.
他怜悯是感动了他采取行动。
If we want to participate in Jesus' mission, we also must have compassion like Jesus does.
如果你想参与耶稣的宣教的使命，我们必须好像耶稣那样有这个怜悯的心。
We need compassion to motivate us to action because sheer willpower is not enough to help us to persevere through difficulties and hardships.
我们需要怜悯的心来激励我们采取行动，因为单单靠我们的意志力是不能够足够帮助我们坚忍下去的。
We might want to do right.
我们要很想做好应做的事。
We might want to do what we're supposed to do.
我们想做正确的事，应该做的事。
But this desire to do right will not endure long enough to fully participate in Jesus' mission unless we see their needs and have compassion on them.
但是这种欲望，除非我们看到他们的需要和怜悯他们，否则我们是做不到的。
Just this week, while I was working on the sermon, we got a phone call at church from a woman asking for help.
在这个今个星期，当我是预备这个讲章的时候，我在教会那里接到一个女士的电话。
She was asking if we could help her provide some shelter for overnight.
她又问我们可不可以通过我们透过我们可以供给给她一个住的地方。
She gave a story that sounded legitimate.
她给我这个故事是很合情理的。
But it also contained a few details that made me wonder if her needs were real.
但是里面有一些细节的东西令我怀疑她的需要是不是 真正的。
So I told her that I needed to check on some things and I would call her back.
我告诉她我要核对一些细节然后再跟她联络。
Mostly I needed time to pray and ask the Lord for wisdom about how to respond, especially given the subject matter of today's sermon.
大部分的情况下，我是需要时间去到祈祷同埋求神俾我嘅智慧，特别系呢件事系有关我哋今日讲到嘅主题。
I also needed to make a few phone calls to get some more information.
我要打几个电话去攞一啲嘅资料。
So I ended up calling her back to give her some phone numbers of several emergency shelters she could contact.
最后我就打翻电话俾佢，同埋俾佢俾个有几个紧急住嘅地方嘅电话号码俾佢。
And I did not hear from her again.
我再冇聽到佢俾我電話。
Did I do enough for her?
我做嘅係足唔足夠咧？其實。
Did I see her needs?
我睇唔睇到佢需要咧？
Did I feel compassion for her?
我又對佢有冇憐憫嘅心咧？
I'm not sure.
我唔係好知道。
I did what I thought was best to do, given what I knew, what I saw, and what I felt at the time.
當時我按住我當時所知道嘅、所看見同埋感受到嘅。我做到我認為做到最好的。
But I still wonder if what I did really is the best.
但我仍然想知道我所做的是否是最好的。
I pray that it was.
我祈禱是這個，我所做的是最好的。
And Jesus sees the needs of the crowd and has compassion on them.
耶穌看見群眾的需要就憐憫他們。
And so Jesus takes action to meet those needs.
所以耶稣就被感动去采取行动。
Specifically, he tells his disciples to pray earnestly.
具体来讲，他就叫他的门徒恳切咁样祈祷。
Now, surely Jesus does not command his disciples to pray earnestly without also praying earnestly himself.
当然，耶稣冇吩咐他们的门徒恳切咁祷告，而自己冇去祷告。
So if we want to participate in Jesus' mission, then we must pray as Jesus prays.
所以如果我们想参与耶稣的宣教的使命，我们一定要祈祷，正如耶稣这样祈祷。
Jesus commands them to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his field.
耶稣是命令我们恳切地祈祷，向庄稼主的祈祷，差派工人进入他的庄稼。
Notice a few things about this command to pray.
请注意关于这个祈祷的命令的一些事。
First, notice to whom Jesus addresses this command.
首先我们要注意命令的是谁呢？
The verb pray earnestly is a second person plural verb.
这个恳切地祈祷这个动词是第二人复数的动词。
Which means it is addressed to them collectively.
意味着它是一个集体是发给他们的。
Jesus is commanding not just one of them to pray, but all of them to pray.
耶稣是不是只是命令他们其中一个人去祈祷，而是命令所有人去祈祷。
There may even be the sense that they are to pray together.
可能有意味到我们要他们要共同这样祈祷。
That they are to pray corporately.
集体的祈祷。
Praying together shapes the church for mission.
共同祈祷去塑造教会。
Second, notice the attitude with which they should pray.
我们要注意他们祈祷应有的态度。
They are to pray earnestly.
他们要恳切地祈祷。
This word earnestly means to give a great effort.
这个词是说要付出很大的努力。
To take it seriously.
要认真地对待。
This prayer is not some casual request.
这个祈祷不是随便的请求。
No, it is an intense crying out to the Lord.
是对去对主强烈的呼喊。
There's even a sense of pleading and begging with the Lord.
甚至有一种嘅恳求去祈求咁嘅感觉。
So why does Jesus command them to pray with this kind of attitude?
但系点解耶稣命令佢哋要用呢咁嘅态度去祈祷咧
？It's because the needs and the mission are so great and so urgent.
因为呢个需要同埋宣教嘅使命系咁巨大同埋紧迫。
The need to communicate the life-giving message of Jesus Christ must go forth, and it must go forth now.
去传讲耶稣基督嘅拯救嘅生命嘅信息向前行，就现在开始。
And so they are to pray earnestly.
所以佢哋要系恳切咁样祈祷。
And notice how the prayer addresses the Lord.
你注意祈祷针对系边个咧
？It's offered to the Lord of the harvest.
系俾庄稼嘅主。
Again, it is His harvest.
再讲一次就系佢嘅庄稼。
It's His work.
祂的事工,
it's His mission.
祂的宣教的使命,
the harvest belongs all and only to the Lord.
这个庄稼是属于主的。
But Jesus gives His followers the privilege to partner with Him in His mission.
但耶稣基督给祂的跟随祂的人有这个荣幸去一同这样完成祂这个使命。
This partnership gives our little lives great meaning and great significance.
这个伙伴的关系给我们这个小生命带来了很巨大的意义和重要。
Our lives are not about how much money we can make.
我们的生命不是关于我们 在地上可以赚多少钱。
It's not about how nicely we decorate our house.
并不是说我将我的家怎么装修得多漂亮。
It is not even about how we raise our children.
并不是关于我们怎么抚养我们的儿女。
No, God gives us life here on earth so that we can share the good news of Jesus with others who are harassed and helpless.
神给我们地上赐给我们的生命是让我们可以同这些困苦流离的人分享耶稣的好的消息。
God gives us life so we can participate in His mission of proclaiming the gospel message to the lost and the dying.
所以耶稣基督就是给我们有这个机会可以去宣讲祂的好的消息给这些困苦流离的人。
It's His harvest, but He uses us to bring it in.
这是祂的庄稼，但是祂要用我们 来收这个庄稼。
And notice the specific ask of the prayer that Jesus commands.
我们看看耶稣基督是怎样 去 要求
They are to ask the Lord to send out laborers into His harvest.
是要差派工人进入他们的庄稼。
Now, how does this prayer really meet the needs of the crowd?
但这种的祈祷怎样 去满足这个群众的需要呢？
It's because the crowd's real need is to know the life-giving message of Jesus Christ.
但这个就是他们这个群众的需要，就是 要知道这个拯救这个好的消息。
But there simply are not enough laborers to do the work.
但是就是不够有足够的工人去做这件事工。
And so they must pray and ask the one who really can do something to provide for this shortcoming.
所以他们一定 要祈求庄稼的主是差派这个工人。
If we want to participate in His mission, we need to see as Jesus sees, feel as Jesus feels, pray as Jesus prays.
所以我们如果要参与祂的宣教的使命，我们要看见耶稣所看见，感受耶稣所感受的，祈求耶稣所祈求。
And then finally, we need to labor as Jesus labors.
最后我们要勤作耶稣所作的。
If we're going to ask the Lord anything, we must be willing to be the answer to our own prayers.
如果我们要向主祈求任何一件事，我们必须愿意成为我们自己祷告的答案。
And clearly the disciples are the answer to this prayer.
很显明，这门徒就是这个祈祷的答案。
In a parallel passage in Luke chapter 10 verses 1 to 3, we see that after the Lord commands His disciples to pray for more laborers, Jesus immediately sends them out to be those laborers.
我们在路加福音第十章一至三节的时候，我们看到在这个祷告命令之后，耶稣就立刻派他的门徒去收这个庄稼。
And there's a reason why they are called laborers.
有个原因，佢点解佢哋话你工人？
The work they are to do will be hard labor.
他们做的工是其实是很辛苦的。
This is not an easy assignment.
不是一个这么容易的任务。
Look at verse 3. He's sending them out like lambs among wolves.
我们看到第三节的时候，他说我差你们出去，如同羊羔进入狼群。
There will be persecution.
他们会受到逼迫。
There will be pain.
有很大的痛苦。
There will be suffering.
苦难。
But notice the end of Luke chapter 10 verse 11.
但我们要注意路加福音第十章十一节的时候的结尾。
Despite all the rejection that they will face, they will know that the kingdom of God has come near.
虽然他们面临所有这厌弃，但他们知道神的国度已经是临近了。
In other words, all the effort will be worth it.
換句話來講，他們所有做的事都是值得的。
Because they are helping God's kingdom become more of a reality here on earth and then forevermore.
因為他們知道神的國臨到這個地上，成為一個現實。
And God's kingdom is worth it. Absolutely worth it.
是神的國是值得的，絕對是值得的。
It's worth it even with the challenges they face.
雖然我們面臨這麼多的挑戰都是值得的。
It's worth it even with the difficulties and even with the rejections.
雖然我們見到這麼困難，面對這麼多的厭棄都是值得的。
Because the message of hope and the message of salvation and the message of life that they bring far, far exceed the challenges they will experience while they labor.
因為這個盼望、救贖、永生這個信息是远远超过他们所经历的挑战。
Even more, participating in Jesus' mission leads to rejoicing, great rejoicing.
更何况参与这个基督的宣教的使命带来很多的喜乐。
We see this great joy in another parallel passage in John chapter 4.
我们看到这种的喜乐在约翰福音第四章三十五至三十六节那里。
Jesus says that the fields are white for harvest, they're ready.
耶稣讲话庄稼已经熟了。
Yet even while it's still to be harvested, both the sower and the reaper rejoice together.
收割嘅时候，播种嘅同埋收割嘅能够一同咁样喜乐。
They are glad together.
佢哋一同欢喜，一同开心。
Again, it's the Lord's harvest, but when we labor with Him, we get the joy.
呢个系主嘅庄稼，但系当我哋去同佢同工嘅时候，我哋得到呢个嘅欢喜，得到嘅喜乐。
Few things in life bring greater joy than partnering with God in His mission, sharing the gospel message with others, and then seeing them respond.
生命中没比在上帝的使命中同他合作，同人分享福音，并且看到他的回应，带来更多的快乐。
So Jesus invites His followers to participate in His mission.
所以耶稣是邀请他的跟随他的人，是参与他的宣教的使命。
We participate by seeing as Jesus sees, feeling as He feels, praying as He prays, and laboring as He labors.
我们参与就是看见祂所看见的，感受祂所感受的，祈求祂所祈求的，紧作祂所作的工。
So what does God's word mean for us today?
所以今天神的话语对我们意味着什么呢？
What kind of action steps should we take because of God's word?
因为神的话语，我们能够可以采取什么的行动呢？
First, know our great privilege to partner with Him in His mission.
首先就要知道我们能够可以参与祂的宣教的使命，能够跟祂合作，是一种很大的荣幸。
Evangelism and missions are important.
报道和宣教都是很重要。
They are vitally important.
非常非常之重要。
It's so important that God sent His only Son Jesus to this earth to carry out this mission.
咁重要嘅就系重要到一个地步，就系呢个至高至大嘅神就差派佢耶稣基督嚟到呢个嚟到呢度去发挥佢喺佢嘅事工嗰度发挥呢个作用。
Yet for reasons known only to the sovereign and all-wise God, He lets us play a role in His work.
他让我们在他的事工里面可以担任这个角色。
He gives us the privilege to participate.
他给我们有这个荣幸去参与。
We each get to participate.
我哋能够每一个都可以参与。
There are no spectators in God's mission.
喺基督嘅宣教嘅使命系冇旁观者嘅。
Nor should there be any spectators.
唔应该系有旁观者。
We all are important. We all are starters in this mission.
我哋每一个都是重要的，我们都每一个都能够参与的，出场地参加。
There are some people that you and only you can reach with the gospel message.
有些人只有你是可以接触他们，用这个福音去接触他们。
I cannot reach them.
我不能够。
Minister Ivan cannot reach them.
李全道不能够。
Tony cannot reach them.
Tony 不能够。
But you can.
只有你能够可以。
You can reach them.
你可以接触到佢哋。
You can share the message of hope with them.
你可以同佢分享呢个好嘅消息。
Are you taking advantage of the privilege and the opportunity to do so?
你有冇把握咗呢个机会去咁做咧
？It is a great privilege to be able to partner with God in His mission.
就能够可以参与基督嘅宣教嘅使命，真系一个好大嘅荣幸。
Second, know our great responsibility to partner with Him in His mission.
第二就是我们知道在这个宣教使命中我们跟他合作的重大的责任。
You and I will fill our role only when we see people and we see their needs as Jesus sees and feels when we see people and their needs as Jesus sees them and we feel their needs as Jesus feels them.
如果我们要扮演我们自己的角色的时候我们要看见耶稣所看见的去感受耶稣所感受的。
If you're not seeing it, or if you're not feeling it, then you and I need to ask God for help.
如果你冇看见耶稣所看见，感受耶稣所看见嘅，你就要向神寻求帮助。
Pray that God would open your eyes to see people as Jesus sees people.
祈求去祈祷耶稣，神可以打开你眼睛，让你看见耶稣所看见嘅。
Ask God to move your heart with compassion, so you feel as Jesus feels.
求神系俾你一个怜悯嘅心，去感动你嘅心，让你能够感受耶稣所感受嘅。
Jesus wants you and me to participate in His mission.
耶稣系希望你同埋我都能够可以参与佢宣教嘅使命。
He invites you and me to participate in His mission.
佢邀请你同埋我参与佢呢个宣教嘅使命。
Will you share the message of Jesus with others?
你会唔会去同人分享？耶稣这个好消息呢
Will I?
我会不会呢
It's a great privilege and a great responsibility to do so.
这个能够去这样做是一个很大的荣幸和一个责任。
May God help us fill the role He has for us, all for His glory.
愿神帮助我们去履行我们应有的角色去荣耀祂。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father God, we thank you for this invitation to participate in your work.
主啊，我哋多谢你系邀请我哋去参与你嘅宣教嘅使命。
Lord, we know that this privilege is one that you have given to us out of your mercy and your grace.
我哋知道你俾我哋呢个嘅荣幸，就系因为你嘅怜悯同埋你嘅恩典。
Lord, we are not worthy of this privilege.
我哋系唔配得呢一个嘅荣幸。
But you make us worthy.
但是你使到我们是得到这个荣幸。
We feel incapable of fulfilling this, your work.
我们觉得我们是没有能力去履行你的事工。
But you make us capable.
但是你赋予能力给我们。
Lord, would you open our eyes to see the needs of those around us?
让你都系打开我哋眼睛，让我哋睇见别人嘅需要。
Would you move our hearts so that we feel the needs and feel the compassion of for those around us?
愿你系感动我哋嘅心，让我哋可以有呢个怜悯嘅心去到感受人哋嘅感受。
Would you teach us, Lord, how to pray earnestly?For the needs around us.
帮助我们很恳切地去祈祷去帮助别人。
And then, Lord, would you help us to labor with all of the strength that you give us in order to bring in the harvest for your sake?
主啊，你帮助我们去努力去动工去收割这个庄稼。
God, we need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
Would you help us?
愿你是帮助我们。
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Amen.
Amen.